This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So every year on the 24th of March, the global community commemorates World Tuberculosis Day. And it was in this day back in 1882 that Robert Koch told the world that this disease or TB existed and what it was caused by. And this year's World TB theme is Yes, We Can End Tuberculosis. The latest global estimates in the World Health Organization shows that tuberculosis remains the second leading cause of death worldwide following COVID-19. Despite being a curable disease, TB claimed the lives of 1.3 million individuals globally in 2022. This year's global commemoration aims to draw attention to the urgent need to strengthen collective efforts to put an end to the suffering and deaths caused by tuberculosis. On the line with us, we have Dr. Lindi Wemvusi, Director for the TB Program for the National Health Department. Dr. Mvusi, thank you very much for joining us. Welcome to Power Lunch.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So we see what the World Health Organization shows us in terms of global estimates and statistics. But what is the state of TB in South Africa? I mean, we still do have people dying, but how has the prevention program improved?
In terms of prevention, the main thing really that helps to prevent the transmission of TB, because it's an airborne disease, just like COVID. The wearing of masks is the key thing, because especially if you are in a crowded area and there might be people coughing and not much in terms of ventilation, the best way to protect yourself is wear a face mask. But then we also have a treatment for preventing the development of TB disease in people who are particularly exposed to TB infection. So if, for example, you've been in contact with somebody who has TB or you live with that person, then you can be screened to find out whether you now have TB disease or TB infection. And then if you're just infected, then you can get treatment, and that will help you in preventing you from getting the TB disease. So those are the two major things in terms of the intervention for TB prevention. And in children in particular, all children, when they are born at birth, they will get a BCG vaccine, which also prevents them from getting the most severe forms of TB. It doesn't totally prevent them from getting TB in particular. So we still need a good vaccine for TB, which will be a major game changer for us, being a high burden TB country.
I mean, what is stopping us eventually from having a TB-free country?
There are a number of factors. One is that, there's high transmission of TB, mainly because people discover late that they have the disease when they're already sick, very sick. And by that time, they've already transmitted to other people. Then you have the social circumstances, which contribute to TB disease as well. So poverty, unemployment, malnutrition, all those social issues actually do drive the TB in the country. So we can find people, treat them for TB, but if they go back to those living conditions, we are not going to actually eliminate TB. So we need to address the social determinants of the disease, as well as treat people who have TB or who are infected with TB. And on the other hand, what the other problem is that people are aware of TB. They are not aware that TB still exists. So you find that even if a person does have those symptoms, coughing here and there, maybe a fever or loss of weight, they do not necessarily think TB and go to the facilities or the health facilities to seek care. And by the time they do that, they're already very sick. And treatment at that point is a bit difficult, and it's dependent on how they actually present, to how sick they are at the time. And then the other problem is that even if we do find people, diagnose and treat them, some do not complete treatment. You find that we have on average around 12% of more than 200,000 people that we diagnose annually with TB who are not, who are then lost to follow up and do not complete their treatment. So for us, it tells us that we need to invest more in educating communities, in addressing stigma that is related to TB, and even the discrimination that people, especially those who are working, face as a result of TB, but also do counseling of people who have TB, because it's difficult for people to take treatment for a period of 6 to 8 months, for example, without any additional support. We also have the issues around poverty and people, because TB treatment you have to take with food, then if they don't have food, they don't take treatment. And again, we need to then make sure that we link them to social development, whatever services or social protection network is available for them, so that at least they have something on the table, you know, to eat for both the patient and the families, because it normally affects the whole family.
Absolutely. That's where we'll leave it. Thank you very much on behalf of the department, the National Health Department, Dr. Lindu Mvusi, Director of the TB Program. We're talking about the observation of World Tuberculosis Day 2024, and statistics across South Africa showing that TB claimed the lives of 1.3 million individuals globally in 2022. We want to understand what the case is in South Africa. So as we let the doctor go, we welcome Director of Strategy and Innovation for Roche Diagnostics Africa, Jonathan Kittel, who is on the line with us. Jonathan, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Great. Good afternoon, Pavi, and to all your listeners as well.
So perhaps you can give us an overview of how Africa is fighting against tuberculosis and which are the most affected countries.
Sure. So TB, as we know, is a major on the continent. You know, the Africa region in 2021, there were 2.5 million people ill from TB, and unfortunately, 500,000 of those died. So, it's a really critical it's a critical disease, and as Africa, we carry a, you know, a very large burden of TB, also because TB is a leading killer of HIV-positive people. So TB is very severe, but I think the good news is that TB, as severe as it is a curable disease.
Right.
So I think the important piece as we celebrate World TB Day or commemorate World TB Day is really to drive the idea that early diagnosis and treatment can stop the spread of TB.
But in a way, the fact that it is a disease that is curable and yet is still claiming so many lives, Jonathan, makes it so much more frustrating. We had Dr. Lindi Wemvusi, director for the TB program, on just before you, and she was talking about some of the factors that contribute to the numbers being so high, including people not completing their tuberculosis treatment, people not having access to food, for example, which makes them not able then to take their medication and things of that nature. So with all of that context, where would you place South Africa in the fight against TB?
So South Africa, I believe, has a very robust TB program in South Africa. We have very strong diagnostics for TB, which is the most important starting point. So if we think about it, knowing or creating awareness, as you're doing today, of TB, the the facts around the disease, but also the facts that it can be treated, I think is a great first step. And then really encouraging people to go and get screened, to get tested. If they've got family members who are sick, often stigma is a critical piece, but rather in the case of TB, it is treatable. So rather find out your status, get the medicines. Of course, there are many challenges, as the Department of Health mentions, around compliance towards treatment, and just the general challenges of being ill, when you're for a lot of South Africans who are socioeconomically less fortunate.
Yeah, absolutely. So overall, we know that the overarching message, the rallying cry for this year's theme is yes, we can end TB. What's your final message?
For me, it's really just to encourage all South Africans to get tested for TB. It's not a death sentence. Take your meds and seek the support really of family and community. It is a disease we can beat together.
Thank you very much. Roche Diagnostics Director for Strategy and Innovation, Jonathan Kittel there, giving us his point of view as we observe World Tuberculosis Day.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.